Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
It's going to be another hot day over parts of Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. Expect isolated afternoon thundershowers over all four of the provinces. Pretoria up to 32, Joburg and Polokwane 30, Mpumalanga 29, Emalahleni 28 and Rustenburg up to 34 degrees.
In Clayville on the R21 southbound, that collision after Olifantsfontein Road is causing massive queuing traffic in both directions.
Northwest Police say a team working with mine rescue personnel will now move into its second phase to reach the large groups of illegal mine workers who are suspected to have been underground in an old mine shaft for months. It's expected rescuers would now conduct a risk analysis at the old mine shaft in Stilfontein amid concerns of unstable ground and toxic gases flowing into the shaft. And Elon Musk has outlined plans for his new role as efficiency czar in America, signaling an assault on federal spending and staffing that would be backed by President-elect US Donald Trump's executive powers and a conservative Supreme Court. Musk told the Wall Street Journal he's taking aim at hundreds of billions of dollars in government spending, including funding for public broadcasting and international aid. Musk and fellow businessman Vivek Ramaswamy are leading the new Department of Government Efficiency.
What?
Dogue.
Tsar.
Tsar. He is the efficiency tsar in America. That's what he's going to be.
He is a tsar. Tech.
Ja, slag nou. Lekker lach ons.
Mm. Yes, ja. Want dis mos snacks.
Ja.
Wat die hier vir ons daar?
Ja.
Bye-bye.
Well, the sport is brought to you by Rage 2024. Get your tickets on Howler today. Get ready for the ultimate gaming experience because Rage 2024 will be at Nasrec from the 29th of November to the 1st of December. The coolest brands such as Monster Energy, BMW, Xiaomi, Pick and Pay, ASAP, PC Builder and My Melody Sundowns will be there with a Metal Stage to bring you even more epic gaming actions and excitement. Save the date for a weekend packed with everything you love about gaming, featuring Doritos Land Cups, Paramount content and exciting wild space and number one boost camps. Get your tickets for on Howler today for Rage 2024 and save the date for a weekend packed with everything you love about gaming. Get your tickets on Howler today at Nasrec for Rage 2024. Right, we are getting even closer to the test match between the Springboks and Wales. And Warren Gatland, the Welsh coach, is a man under immense pressure. And he's been known for giving really short, very terse answers in some of his press conferences when not happy. And he was asked whether or not he will remain on or wants to remain on as Wales coach, given the horror run of results they've had. This was his answer.
Absolutely.
I'm going to play it again.
Look, I've been...
No, that's not the one, because they asked him, are you keen to stay?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. What one-word answers. Obviously, he was pressed to give a little bit more. Is he going to stay? Isn't he?
Look, I've been, I think, pretty honest in terms of I understand the pressures of international rugby and performance and results, and we can only continue to work as hard as we've done. And so I'm aware of the pressures that decisions could be made outside of my controls.
Well, staying with that match, Gatland has made four changes to Wales' starting 15. The Dragons went down 52-20 to the Wallabies last weekend, and that was a record 11th successive test defeat. The cut above Oxenchesney has forced him to withdraw from that test match at the Millennium Stadium, and that's forced a change in the front row. Wilco Lowe will now start a tight head prop, and that means Thomas Tutoi shifts to loose head. Four players, Kwakha Smith, Lukanyo Am, Andre Esterhazen, and Magazole Mapimpi are the latest to be sent home, having not been included in that matchday squad. And Barcelona say their return to the Camp Nou will be delayed.